Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis.
A reading from Genesis, the 24th chapter. When Abraham's servant heard the words, he bowed himself to the earth before the Lord. And the servant brought out jewelry of silver and gold and garments and gave them to Rebekah. He also gave to her brother and to her mother costly ornaments. And he and the men who were with him ate and drank, and they spent the night there. When they arose in the morning, he said, "Send me away to my master." Her brother and her mother said, "Let the young woman remain with us a while, at least 10 days. After that she may go." But he said to them, "Do not delay me, since the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master." They said, "Let us call the young woman and ask her." And they called Rebekah and said to her, "Will you go with this man?" She said, "I will go." So they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, "Our sister, may you become thousands of 10,000s, and may your offspring possess the gate of those who hate him." Then Rebekah and her young women arose and rode on the camels and followed the man. Thus the servant took Rebekah and went his way. Now Isaac had returned from Beer Lahai Roi and was dwelling in the Negev. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field toward evening. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, there were camels coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes. And when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from the camel and said to the servant, "Who is that man walking in the field to meet us?" The servant said, "It is my master." So she took her veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. Then Isaac brought her into the tent of Sarah, his mother, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. Then Isaac brought her into the tent of Sarah, his mother, and took Rebekah. And she became his wife, and he loved her. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. I hesitate to start my sermon with this story, but I'll do it anyway. It doesn't characterize our life with a group of native peoples in Northwest Ontario, but it was a snippet. It was late at night, and Kathy and I were already in bed in our tiny little cabin where we were lay missionaries. And I got it pounding on the door, and somebody was shouting outside, and I was in my underwear and got up, not wanting to disturb my wife by having somebody come in. I thought I would just barely open the door, see who it is, and maybe address the concern. I cracked the door, and a large native man, fell completely into my arms. He was rather intensely inebriated. That's the part that didn't characterize our life there, but it did happen on this occasion. I picked him up and I carried him outside onto the porch, set him down and said, "I'll be back in a minute." Went back in, got my, it was cold too, by the way. It was very cold. I got my clothes on, came outside, and he proceeded to tell me that he had a problem. He had a big problem, and that he was having difficulties in his marriage. It was a real conundrum for him. I kept telling him, "I'm not going to do anything with you. You're drunk. But I'd be glad to talk to you anytime. But I'm going to stay with you right now to make sure you don't fall and freeze to death or anything." And after I had told him this about 10 times, he said, "I'll pay you. I'll pay you. I want to pay you." And I said, "No, I'm not going to take your money." "Oh, you helped me so much. I want to pay you." He pulls this big wad of Canadian bills out, and he insists. I said, "Look, I'm going to bring this money to you tomorrow and give it to you. I'm going to give it back to you. So I took the money finally. Then I led him across the village home. He went to go in his home, and he turned to me and said, "You're going to bring that money tomorrow, aren't you?" Which I did. But the point is, marriage is a conundrum, isn't it? It's become a conundrum for the West. It's become a conundrum. It's a conundrum for every married couple from time to time. The most recent joke I heard is, I lead wherever my wife is determined to follow. It's a challenge. And yet, it is very simple and clear in the Word of God. In this book of Genesis, with the situation with Isaac and Rebekah, Abraham sends his man, his shaliach, to contract the necessary things in Mesopotamia. And as he's talking to his relatives, they're mentioning the Lord, the tetragrammaton. It's all capitals in the text, Lord. So they are a believing people. He has sent his man back to get a wife, a believing wife, for his son Isaac. And it's a simple transaction. The dowry is given. Rebecca consents. And Rebecca comes back, moves into the tent, and he loved her. Very simple in Matthew 19:2. We are to leave father and mother and cleave to spouse. Leave and cleave. Most today is the common thing today is to cleave, then leave, of course. But leave and cleave. Paul says marriage is a great mystery. And John Kleinig helped us yesterday in the Council of Presidents to look at this wonderful verse where Paul compares marriage really to Christ's love for the church and Christ's justification of the church, Christ's justification of each of us in this relationship through baptism, the gift of the Spirit. Each of us is declared faultless, flawless, beloved, beautiful, spotless, clean by Christ. And what a parallel marriage is to that. It's where justification is lived out in a couple's life, isn't it? Where do you see more sins than you see in your spouse? Where do you know someone so intimately? Nobody knows me like my wife knows me, including all my most grievous weaknesses, faults, and sins. And yet she chooses to love me anyway. A gift. She chooses to forgive me anyway. She chooses to honor me as her spouse anyway. Maybe our teaching on marriage has been weak because we've been weak on the gospel. Maybe, and I've thought about this, maybe we emphasize the law so much and the kingdom of the left nature of marriage and its legitimacy that we forget that for God in Christ, marriage is an unbelievable gospel reality. Nigh on unbearable, unbearable without forgiveness. Well, singlehood is a gift too, and in its own way, unbearable without forgiveness, and an honorable gift. All things are sanctified by the word and prayer. You know, over the years, my wife and I have had disagreements from time to time. I'm always at a disadvantage because I just kind of forget this stuff, you know. And Kathy's got a good memory. It serves well in many respects, but I don't know how many times over the years where we've got into a tiff or a disagreement or something, and We end up going to church, sometimes not talking on the way to church, even. And in the confession of absolution, for the first time, we say, I, instead of, be you a poor, miserable sinner. I actually said this. We wouldn't have any problems if you did so-and-so in this relationship. I've said that. I've thought it a lot more. But to confess, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temple and eternal punishment. And I know darn well she knows exactly what she's confessing to. For the first time, we're confessing the facts. And her hand comes over to mine, and we are blessed. And marriage becomes what it should be, a place of forgiveness and love and mercy. And he loved her. And so Isaac was comforted. Luther was preaching on the wedding at Cana one time, and he said, you know, the water into wine, the water is like the trials you go through in life in a marriage. He said, I have people come to me, they're infatuated with each other when they want to get married. A year later, they come back and they want to have done with it all. Luther said that all the trials that come on a marriage are like water turned to wine. The Lord turns those trials and challenges and difficulties in repentance and faith into glorious blessings. And only those know how sweet it is who have tasted it. God grant it for all of us as he wills. God grant all of you who are single every blessing and sanctification by the word of God and faith and prayer. And may we be gospel lights also in marriage to our children, our grandchildren, those around us, people who hold up forgiveness and love and justification. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.